Sugarfoot Strutt with the great Earl Hines at the piano. Louis and King Oliver, of course, were colleagues in the cornet business of the legendary Freddie Keppard, who also made a sugary record, not treacly, but with the title Brown Sugar, written by Harry Barris, who was afterwards one of Paul Whiteman's rhythm boys. Here it is, Freddie Keppard with Jimmy Noon on clarinet, with Doc Cook and his Dreamland Orchestra, Brown Sugar. Sugar by Doc Cook and his Dreamland Orchestra of Chicago with Freddie Keppard and Jimmy Noon. Now we're back again after another break.
The Marseille Contract, starring Michael Caine as Duray, debonair, playboy, assassin. Anthony Quinn as Ventura, the narco, with a special fund for murder. And James Mason as Brizard, the untouchable, the man who pulls the strings that pull the triggers.
The Marseille Contract. Certificate A, North London now, and still at the Warner West End.
Want to know what's happening on Capital? You can find full details of all our programs in Miss London Weekly, available completely free at Central Mainline and Tube stations.
Isn't it good to know?
I'd like to go back now to 1919, a record made in London by the original Dixieland jazz band of a number called Lass's Candy, composed by its leader and cornetist, Nick LaRocca. I really don't know of any record made during the following 4 years or so that swings along as smoothly and sweetly as this one.
Thank you.
Lass's Candy by the original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1919. In 1929, there was a pop song that had a sugar plantation as its setting, When I'm Walking with My Sweetness Down Among the Sugar Cane. The frightfully ashamed tones of the singer, Maurice Elwin, don't really fit the lyrics, but I like the bit of scat that accompanies him, and the trumpet by Sylvester Ahola. He gets in everywhere, I'm glad to say.
What a wonderful feeling, more than I can explain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among the sugar cane. If the moon comes a-stealing, I will never complain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among the sugar cane. Little stars are winking, winking down to us from above, we know what they're thinking. While we're making love, there'll be oodles of kisses, more than I can explain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among the sugar cane.
Among the Sugar Cane by Philip Lewis's Rhythm Maniacs, with Sylvester Ahola trumpet and Arthur Lally on baritone sax. It was one of the first Decca records ever issued, by the way. And we'll have some more after the next break.
Would you like to sell your Christmas product? Why not sell it through Capital? We're having a Christmas gift guide, and we'll sell your gift to Capital's lovely listeners. We've over a million of them. Just phone 388-1288 during office hours and ask for Leslie.
It's fantastic kung fu. One defiant man, one single arm against the world. It's Wang Yu in The One-Armed Boxer, now showing at the Carlton Theatre Haymarket. X certificate.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. The Texan band leader Phil Baxter wrote a song called I Call You Sugar. He also wrote I'm Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas and Piccolo Pete and Harmonica Harry and A Faded Summer Love as well. But there's nothing sugary about this record of I Call You Sugar by Ray Starita and his Ambassador's Band. And leading the brass section, Sylvester Ahola. Thank you. I Call You Sugar by Ray Storita and his Ambassadors Club band. Even Benny Moten out in Kansas City plays Sugar, the same one as I started with. And this one, She's Sweeter Than Sugar, That Gal of Mine. Sorry about the vocal, but never mind, eh? The jazz is hot and strong. Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra, She's Sweeter Than Sugar. In 1928, there was a cheerful bit of nonsense by the same Maceo Pinkert who wrote the first Sugar. It was about a sugary sweet personality by the name of Lila, and she seems to have attracted two chaps called Bill Hawley and Puss Donahue. Isn't that a marvellous name, Puss Donahue? Not forgetting a Bix-like cornet and a neat little group accompanying them.
She's become very religious.
Religious? Can't imagine that. Tell me about her.
Why, every time she sees a hymn, she takes up a collection.
I fall down.
Oh, don't fall down, Bill. Here's good news. No more blue. Sweet Lila's in town.
Listen, Puss, I heard that too. You know, good news travels around.
For a thrill, wait until she passes you by.
I would stake my reputation that she catches your eye. Who's got a sugary,
sweet personality?
Lila. Wonderful nothing less.
Bundle of happiness.
Lila. Who has her picture taken wherever she goes?
Who's on the candy boxes of Harlem?
What, Lila?
Who's just the kind of girl?
Sets the boys' hearts a whirl. Lila.
Look at them fall for her.
Gentlemen all prefer
Lila.
You know.
Well, I know.
She's so.
Up to the minute, there's nobody in it with Lila.
And what's more, she's got a beautiful smile.
Well, heavenly eyes.
Kissable lips.
And what's more, she's got a sociable mind.
And a regular paw.
Oh, they bought her a car.
Say, Lila's got them all rootin'.
And is she worth it? You're tiltin' by.
Sugary, sweet personality, huh?
Well, tell me, who?
Why, it's Lila.
Wonderful, nothing less. A bundle of happiness.
Yes, sir, it's Lila. And do you know that she has her picture took wherever she goes?
Yes, and I hear that she wins the prize in all the beauty shows.
Lila, when there's a gang around, who do they hang around? Lila. Who would they like to steal? Who has a sweet appeal? Lila.
You know, I know.
Oh,
up to the men that there's nobody in it with Lila.
Bill Hawley and Puss Donahue singing the praises of their sweetie, Lila. Still, we can't all have girls around as sweet as that, and we can't take our sugar to tea or coffee because we haven't got any. We can always end on an optimistic number from Ambrose and his orchestra, Sugar is Back.
We'll be right back.
Ambrose and his orchestra with, yes, Sylvester Hula on trumpet. Sugar is back. Don't forget, if you'd like something from way back, jazz or pops, tell me about it on a postcard, please, to Mardi Gras, Capital Radio Limited, Euston Tower, London, NW1 3DR, and I'll do what I can to include it in 2 weeks' time. Would you like to join me next week for some more good old good ones? Good, I'll look forward to that. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.
We'll be right back.